13. Describe the different uses of Steiger's z-test and Fisher's z-test for comparing correlations. What questions need to be separated from the questions answered by these tests? All right. Steiger's z is for comparing correlations that come from the same population but involve shared variables, what are known as correlated correlations. The two correlations share one variable. There's four kinds of those. One distinction is whether you're asking which of two predictors is more correlated to the same criterion, or if you're asking which of two criteria is more correlated to one predictor. The statistic doesn't care if you're asking those two questions. It doesn't care if you're saying which is the better predictor for this criterion, or what does this predictor better predict this criterion or the other one. They're just correlated correlations. The other variation is whether you're testing correlation differences that include the sign or just strength of relationship questions that don't include the sign. So Steiger Z, one population, a set of correlated correlations. They might be one predictor and two criteria, or one predictor and two criteria. No. One criteria. Oh, shit. And it's recorded. Those could be two predictors and one criteria, or one predictor and two criteria. And we might be asking questions about correlation differences that include sign, or relationship strength differences that don't include sign. Fisher's t-test is used for comparing correlations between the same two variables that come from two different populations. And the good news is there's only two kinds of those. When you're comparing correlations that include the sign, and when you're comparing strength of relationship that don't. Now, what questions need to be separated from the questions answered by these tests? Both of these compare two correlations. They ask if the correlations are different from each other. Separate from that is whether or not each of the correlations is different from zero. So if I'm in a Steigert situation where I've got the correlation between practice and performance and prior experience and performance, and I want to compare those two correlations, the Steiger's test only tells me if those two correlations are different. I also need to ask if each of them is different from zero, because they are three different questions. Is correlation one different from zero? Is correlation two different from zero? Is correlation one different than correlation two? Same thing in the Fisher's. I've got two correlations from two different populations. The Fisher's test asks, is the correlation from one population different from the correlation from the other population? The other two questions are, is the correlation from the first population different from zero? Is the correlation from the second population different from zero?